And now look at the latest local news on WIBD. The 54-year-old town of Trenton man who struck and killed a West Bend man walking alongside a county highway last October will be sentenced December 13th in Washington County Court. Brian George yesterday pled guilty to a reduced charge of homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle. George said he had been attending a Halloween party at a local tavern and was overserved by bartenders. He was originally charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle, but that was amended to a less serious hit-and-run involving death charge, which was further reduced yesterday as part of a plea agreement. Authorities say George initially left the scene of the accident but later returned. He also pled guilty to a misdemeanor charge of operating a firearm while intoxicated and no contest to first offense OWI. George faces up to 5 years in prison. It took a Washington County jury less than 5 hours to find a former probation and parole agent who had worked in the West Bend branch of the agency not guilty of misconduct in office. 39-year-old Quentin Norris of Milwaukee had been accused of having sexual contact with a woman under his supervision in 2014. He originally had been charged with 3 felonies, but 2 second-degree sexual assault charges were dismissed before the trial began Tuesday. Jackson police are looking for the man who robbed the BMO Harris Bank on Prairie View Lane yesterday. Police say the unidentified man walked into the bank at just before 3 o'clock and demanded money from a teller. He left with an undisclosed amount of cash and fled the area. No one was injured. The initial press release didn't indicate whether the man had a weapon.